Turning now to another perspective on this issue.
My name is Tate Walker. I am Mini Kanju Lakota from Cheyenne River in central South Dakota, and I've lived here in the Valley since 2015. I'm an activist and advocate for Black and Brown Indigenous issues.
Walker shares what Confederate statues in public spaces look like through her eyes.
My consumption of media is always through the lens of a Lakota Wiyan, an Indigenous woman. And so I watched and read the reports coming out of Charlottesville with both a sense of extreme dread and of deja vu. Anyone who's been paying attention can tell you that racism of the kind we saw in Charlottesville and worse has been festering and overflowing in this country since the time of Columbus. It has never gone away, not for the Indigenous people settler imperialists attempted to replace via genocide, and of course not for our Black and Brown brothers and sisters white supremacy has terrorized for generations. History, of the kind that doesn't get statues, tells us the United States was founded upon the genocide of its Indigenous peoples. Perhaps not surprisingly, then, this inspired the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, who was known to have modeled his plans for concentration camps, extermination, and global conquest after America's own genocidal tactics that were used to further the idea of manifest destiny. It's interesting, then, that the racists marching through Charlottesville chanted the Nazi slogan, "Blood and Soil," as if they were somehow here first, as if it's been their blood spilled over and over again across Turtle Island in the name of settler colonialism. As if Indigenous people aren't still right here, still trying to survive in a country that actively oppresses us on all fronts, from violence against Indigenous women to school-to-prison pipelines to mining and polluting our lands. At this time last year, Mini Wiconi, No Dapple, and other pro-Indigenous anti-oil sentiments resounded from Standing Rock to everywhere. Though the 45th Not My President chose to support oil interests over those of the earth and her people, I think our successes at Standing Rock were a wake-up call to white supremacists that, well, actually, your attempts to destroy and replace us failed. This is why we see such drastic differences in how authorities respond to white movements versus Black and Indigenous movements. I was at Standing Rock, and I've marched with several Black Lives Matter gatherings here in the Valley and elsewhere. Despite mindful and anti-violent protesting, police and riot gear look and behave as if ready for war. Charlottesville isn't the only stage upon which these kinds of extreme reactions play out. There are undeniable parallels between the Charlottesville Nazi reaction to removing racist symbols of the South and the reaction of regular people around the U.S. toward efforts to abolish symbols that glorify and celebrate genocide, racism, and sexism, such as Columbus Day, Confederate monuments, and Squaw Peak Drive right here in the Valley. Leaders at the local and national level tell their followers about the vital historical roles these monuments play, leaving out the fact that they hold up white supremacist ideas and narratives that people with advanced science degrees tell us actually harm our psyches, especially those of our children. While mourning Charlottesville victim Heather Heyer the Monday after the protests, many across Indian country also celebrated Navajo Code Talker Day. In the 1940s, the code words of these Indigenous soldiers played a pivotal role in winning World War II against Hitler and the Axis powers. Talk about that blood and soil phrase being ironic, eh? So what are we left with? Do we keep debating whether preserving racist words and symbols is more important than human decency? Do we keep subjecting marginalized people to trauma in public spaces? Because that's really what we're talking about here. The continued oppression of Black and Brown people and the erasure of our humanity and experiences. To be clear, these are bad things, people. Very bad. The baddest. Arguing to keep the statues, the words, the imagery, for whatever reason, only strengthens the hate this country has had such tight hold of since Europeans washed up here. Let's loosen the grip and see what happens.
That was Tate Walker, a local Indigenous activist, and you're listening to the show.